Good evening, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and this is Golden Memories Piano Requests. And I hope you have lots of requests out there tonight. And I know we're going to have a great show tonight. We have a very special guest with us tonight. And Mary Pusateri is here with us. And,
hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. And if you read the little thing on my show page, you read a little about Mary, and so you'll be anticipating some really cool stuff tonight. And we're happy to have Janice with us tonight.
Hi, everybody.
And, she's here as usual. Last week we had Shadow with us.
Our puppy.
Yes, pestering the living daylights out of Janice. And
we wanted to tell him, too, that he did very well in surgery. We had everybody to pray for him last week. And so he did so well. I mean, the first day was pretty bad, but the second and the third, he just acted like he didn't even have any surgery. I was shocked.
Where's Shadow now?
He's in there with my granddaughters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
In recovery mode?
No, he's not. He's way past recovery mode. He's in full swing.
Full swing, okay.
He's a long-haired chihuahua.
Oh.
And so he's got the, you know, that peppy going on and that barking that, you know, drives you crazy. And but
dogs.
He's beautiful. He is. He's one of our babies.
But he's not with you today.
He's not in the studio with us today. I left him with the granddaughters.
The granddaughters probably love him.
Well,
him, yes.
They actually, that's where we got him, is from their mother, my ex-daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay.
She raises them. And so all these puppies grow up with them. You know, the first few weeks they bond with them because they're holding them and kissing them and stuff. So they really have great personalities. So, yeah, they love Josie and Nicole. Yeah. He gets so excited he loses his breath. Doesn't he?
Oh,
and he chokes. It makes you feel so bad. He gets so excited he can't breathe because of his. I know.
I'd be worried sick, except the granddaughters say the other siblings have the same problem.
Yeah, they all do the same thing.
Choke on
he
it.
Chokes,
you know, they get
yeah.
too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hold him real close until he settles down.
I know. He's grabbed your heart, hasn't he? He's gaga over.
Well, now, how old is he?
He's 9 months old.
He's 9 months. And what's his name?
Shadow.
Shadow, that's right. Mm-hmm. Shadow's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, we've had some requests over the internet, haven't we?
Yeah.
And one of them is Fly Me to the Moon.
I know. I've been singing that song all day. It's driving me crazy.
You have?
Fly Me to the Moon.
All right.
I don't know all the words, but I know the melody and all.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra. So whoever, they didn't leave their name, so.
That's all right. Okay. Well, I'm going to sing it for them.
Okay.
Anybody here know it? Just jump on in. This is a piano bar. Wait till this summer. We're going to have some fun, too. You're going to be able to call in. And so you guys get used to it now. And get my phone number down, my email, and you get yourself ready because I'm going to fill up my
office.
We're
going to have a hoedown.
People. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a real piano bar. So anyway, Fly Me to the Moon. Thank you for your request. Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song, to be sure that you know what I'm saying. I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with love and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
watching your hands.
Old time jazz.
Your hands. I think he says when he makes it to the next place, he wants to be able to play piano just like you do, Steve.
Yeah.
He said that.
He loves great. Piano players. He loves to watch them, but he never was taught.
Oh. I hope you enjoyed the verse to that song. You don't hear the verses to those old songs much anymore.
Probably not.
Timeless. Timeless plays this piece too. It's one mm-hmm. one of our favorites.
Yep.
So anyway, well, we're happy to have Mary Pusateri with us tonight. She's been a friend. How many years have we known each other?
Oh my goodness. Well, the first time I met you was actually at a Christmas function that my husband, his office had, and you were the music for our Christmas party.
Okay.
And it was so much fun. I don't even know if you remember that. And I can't remember where it was. But you had song sheets for everybody.
Oh.
And yeah, there were several people in his firm that could sing or play instruments. So we had a great time. You just were so encouraging to everybody there to go ahead and sing. So
yeah.
You got everybody to sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. That was, we first moved back from New Mexico probably in the late 90s. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
late 90s, maybe 2000, somewhere around there.
Yeah. You took piano lessons for me or something years ago,
too. For a little
too.
While. Yeah, I tried to learn a little bit of piano,
yeah.
too.
I remember I was delighted when I found out you spoke Spanish, and I squeezed a couple Spanish lessons out of you.
I know a few words. I know some important words in Spanish anyways.
But you have a husband.
I have a husband, Paul, yes. And he's fluent in Spanish. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I can get by, so it's fun to practice with
yes.
him. Yeah.
And you have children?
We have three children, yep, Adam, Julia, and Molly. Yeah,
yes.
They're all adults now. My baby just turned 18.
Mm.
So.
Any passion for music handed down to your kids?
Well, it's interesting. I had them all take piano lessons because that's something I didn't do. And actually, my middle child started to really enjoy it right about the time she was in high school. And then she started running and really lost the time to practice it. So, but they all can sing. And my son actually was in quite a few productions when he was younger at the Players Guild. And he did them all in the Night Visitor. And he did several shows when he was younger, not so much now.
Yeah.
Always hope that they'll get back to it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. You're also lead the music at St. Thomas Aquinas, right? You're the choir director.
Yes, I've been the choir director there for 5-6 years, something like that. Yeah, when my son was a senior in high school, I started doing the choir
yes.
directing there. And I've been at St. Peter's for, this is maybe my 10th year. Yeah, I came away from St. Peter's for a little bit And then this year I came back to St. Peter's, so I'm doing those both as well.
Both now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no wonder you're so busy. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Love the children, though. But, love the children. I get them from preschool all the way up to 12th grade. So
that's
Mary
great.
Is a passionate entertainer. When I first saw her direct the choir at that youth conference at Walsh.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, wow, no wonder those kids love that woman. She's dancing all over the front. I guess it reminded me of the way I dance around it, you know, and conduct. I remember when I first went to St. Joan of Arc, how shy I was. And
really?
That surprises you.
Yes.
You wouldn't
know that, but he does have a shyness.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't know that at all.
I mean, it took me 10 years to start giving him a little bit of who I am, but now we've got the little band there.
Oh.
And so every other week we have orchestra, you know, saxophones and
wow, what trumpets. Other instruments do you have?
Oh, saxophones, guitars, and tambourines, you know, we make
Xylophone.
A lot of noise, trumpets, and
make
so
a joyful noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, I'll stand up and direct, and you know,
they get
do
the
my
energy
thing.
That you give them.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it comes right back at you.
But you know, the contrast is still there. Yeah, we're talking about St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church, and so they were either, shall we say, lucky enough or unlucky enough to get this little Pentecostal boy, I guess.
Blessed, definitely. That's the word you need to say.
Blessed.
Very blessed to get you.
But it's unique, and I think I'm uniquely qualified because I love, you know, I still love high-class music. I love meditational music. I mean, I even have this channel on Sirius. Is that the name of it?
Sirius? I believe so.
Mm-hmm. You know, for chant. You know, I love that.
Oh.
You know, some of my choir members get irritated because I'll just, you know, I'll teach them a chant and, you know, I get real passionate about that too. You know, it's like, arc it up, you know. It's got to energize. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. You know, they say, Dallas, just give us foot stomping music, you know. But no, it can't be like that. It can't be like that. It's got to be everything because there's a time to rejoice. Mary knows this as much as anybody.
Absolutely.
There's a time to pray. There's a time to dance. And we do it all at St. Joan of Arc. And I'm pleased. And I'm not ashamed of it. You know, people who
don't dance.
They don't.
Well,
dance.
I guess they don't.
No.
Their spirits dance.
Their spirits dance. But no. We have one precious lady. Oh, my gosh. She touched my heart a few weeks ago. And she was telling Steve how beautiful his music was. And she was just holding him.
Aww.
Because the music that day was such an anointing on that music. And when she was holding him, I could feel the presence of God. And she said, we don't ever want to be without you at this church.
Oh, and I can tell how much that moved you just
right.
by the way you're talking
right.
about it now. I can see
she and she has the glow. I call it the glow, you know, the glow. It's the anointing that is what makes the difference when you're singing. And
well,
so,
you know, people wonder why I'm so freewheeling. And you know, you probably you wouldn't even understand in a sense, but I know I walked into a conversation in the sacristy the other day, and someone was complaining that the masses were running 15 minutes overtime. I said, you know, you guys are sissies, really.
You have no idea how long this could go.
Well, we grew up.
I grew up. My dad was a storefront church, and we went to church Sunday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Friday night, and each of those services were 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, there's no such thing as an hour program.
No, that's, you know, that was crazy. And a lot of times I would play background music for my dad's entire sermon.
Wow, so you were playing the entire time.
Yeah, and then comes the prayer service after the
wow.
You know, the altar service, we used to call it.
After the
you know,
preaching.
People go down and pray and, you know.
What,
go for healing?
Ground.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you had playing all that music.
Yeah.
For
so.
Such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Endurance.
Yeah, we are.
Incredible endurance.
He does have that.
Yeah, so when they, you know, when I'm asked to play background music for say, the communal confessions we have, you know, if I even start to complain in my heart, I say, oh, get real, Dallas.
This is a piece of cake. You know what real endurance is.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
What are you going to play for us?
Do Lord.
Mary and I were just kind of brainstorming stuff, easy stuff that we would know that we could just have fun on the radio tonight with you. We all kind of grew up with this song.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blues, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blues. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blues.
Oh my gosh,
that
is that
so fun?
Or
that
what?
Was great.
Awesome.
Came to that song a little bit later. I heard a version of it from an artist named Ava Cassidy, and she just has the heart of a blues singer. Mm-hmm. I just love it. And so when I started singing it and you both just immediately jumped into the harmony, I said, we're going to have fun. We are going to have so much fun.
She has no idea. We know those old gospel songs, and they are some of my favorite. They're still, you know, strong in my heart, even though we don't do them that often.
So what are some of your favorite gospel songs besides Do Lord? What would you put on the top of your list?
I'm going to take a trip on the good old gospel ship. Steve doesn't know that one, but it's beautiful. The harmony is great.
It reminds me of the Good Ship Lollipop, but it's not that song.
No, it's not.
No, that's a different song. That's what it made me
I'll
think
Fly
of.
Away. We grew up on I'll Fly Away.
Oh, I'll Fly Away.
Yeah, you want to do that one?
You mean this one? Let's see.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
That one I learned from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
I don't know if many people in your listening
with George
area
Clooney?
Yes,
oh, sure.
Have watched that movie, but that really opened up a lot of the general population to more of that gospel and that mountain music. Mm-hmm. I think that really became a lot more powerful and a lot more recognized because of that movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember one time when Father Kevin was there, who's that man that Amy Grant married?
Oh, Vince Gill.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got this song called Go Rest High on the Mountain.
Oh, what a song.
And I just kind of fell in love with, you know.
Oh, go rest high. Go rest high upon the mountain.
Oh,
for your work on earth is done.
I listened to that song and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And I sang it in church one you know, Sunday morning. And then I heard the comments afterwards, and Father Kevin told somebody, he said, yeah, Steve sang this hillbilly song in church.
Hillbilly song.
He says, but it was still good.
Well, that's good. That's because Steve's singing it. A hillbilly song, he called it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is. I don't know if Vince Gill would want to be called hillbilly or not.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, but he whines.
He's a high-class hillbilly.
Yeah, but he whines through his nose pretty good. Reminiscent of an old style, you know. So it's still a classy rendition, you know.
Oh, Amy Grant. I grew up on her music, too. Yeah. Love Amy Grant.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, to this day, we still, every Christmas, we sing Breath of Heaven.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah. Well, Mary, you've been on an interesting journey. You've battled cancer.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit how that all started and how you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, that was actually a long time ago. I'm really blessed to be a 12-year cancer survivor now. Mm-hmm. 12 years, that's just amazing. My children were all school age. They were very young when that happened. So it was a pretty frightening experience when your children are so dependent on you still. Yeah. But the strange thing about that, or the wonderful thing I should say, is that I knew I had to fight really hard as much as I could because those children were dependent on me.
And, right.
You know, that was like 100% of my motivation. And yeah, so, you know, you talk about the different kinds of music, Steve, and, you know, there's that foot stomping happy music that you use when you celebrate. And sometimes you just have to pull back in yourself and play some slower music and some meditative music to really help you through those times as well. And I found that music was very powerful for me during the difficult times when I was going through chemotherapy and wasn't feeling well at all, you know, but still had responsibilities of taking care of the kids. So, yeah, so I really relied on music at that time.
I remember when you came over to my house and recorded a song or something to my old house in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And, gosh, that's been all of 6 years ago.
Yeah.
More than that, honey. It'd be 8 years we've lived here.
Oh, have you really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is going on 8th year.
Well, you were over by St. Joe's, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was hoping that you would sing us a song that, you know, may have brought you comfort during those years, or one of your own compositions.
Right. Actually, during that time, I did end up writing some music. One of them was called Welcome Warriors, and it was about the different stages that you have to go through in cancer treatment. And, you know, I just called it the fire and the water, the healing water, and the poison also. You have to take this poison and try to project an image of positive healing. Yeah, exactly. That came through those different things. And a good friend of mine, Benjamin Payne, helped me record that. You know, he put violins and drumming and all sorts of things with that. So it would be kind of hard to duplicate that song right now. But there is another song that really touched me and my husband both when we were going through this journey. It's a song by Jewel. I don't know if
I love Jewel.
Jewel's music. And she, we were sitting in the kitchen, and this song actually came on the radio, and it's called Hands. Oh. And it just talks about how her hands are small. But, well, actually, would you like me to play
song
for you? Okay, I'm going to take out my guitar here. This is
okay.
Luna. I name all my guitars. The kids get quite a kick out of that. And I might actually need to look at my music.
That's fine.
It's been a little while since I've played this. Oops, there we go. Let's flip it. No, it was the right way first.
Hold on to it. It's going to fall there, honey.
Okay.
Got lots of music in
there. It looks like Steve's notebook.
Yeah, this is what I take to the farmer's market with me a lot of times. Yeah, this song is called Hands. If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worrying's wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless or be idle with despair. I'll wrap myself around my faith, its light the darkness most fears.
My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. And they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. Poverty stole your golden shoes, but it didn't steal your laughter. And heartache came to visit me, but I knew it was never after. We'll fight, not out of spite. Someone must stand up for what's right. Where there's a man who has no voice, there are shall go singing. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. And they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. We are never broken. In the end, only kindness matters. In the end, only kindness matters. We are God's hands, we are God's voice, we are God's eyes, we are God's hands, we are His hands.
That's lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah, it really spoke to both of us during that time. You know, the lyrics of the song, mm-hmm. especially in the beginning, you know, tell you not to worry, that worrying is wasteful. And really, we came to the conclusion that even before all the testing was done, whatever it is, it's already is. It's just a matter of us learning how to accept it, mm-hmm. you know, and learning to do the best we can with it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it was just really a song that spoke to me a lot. So. Yeah.
Well, we're so happy that you pulled through.
I am very happy that I pulled through, too. I mean, it's been a great journey. It seems like every day is a bonus now.
Uh-huh.
And even on your difficult days, every day is a bonus day.
I was just going to ask you that. You know, I had a narrow escape with my heart about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I have a piece of metal in my...
He's a stent.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so...
it's an amazing story, actually.
I would like to hear
He never has, very seldom as he has. I believe it was a second chance, second lease on life.
So you know what that's like, to feel like you've been given bonus days.
Yeah, and it just makes you real thankful. I tend to thank God for everything, mm-hmm. you know.
I remember you said something to me a while back that has stuck in my mind.
Oh, dear.
I know. When you talk about God, you said, God, I feel like God is just standing there going like this, saying,
Good.
You know, rather than, you know, sometimes we think of God being so critical or judgmental of us, you projected this image of God just congratulating you on the things that you're trying to accomplish, and that image has really just stayed with me. I can't remember the context of that conversation. Do you remember it, Steve?
No. I think I allude to it sometimes. I hear clapping. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One, I hope one is God, and I hope the other's my wife.
Beyond that, what else matters, really?
Yeah, I just turned the tape back on. Y'all probably noticed there's a strange kind of a deletion in the tape. We had a technical difficulty, but I just conversation was flowing. Of course, the women didn't stop talking.
No, we just kept going.
I don't know what they heard or not.
You have to pick up that story, though. It's
it doesn't
a great
matter.
Story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that the story you were telling? That was
talking
the story.
About your heart. Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
The stent. So Steve never ever had pain, and so he noticed his body was saying something to him. And so when he goes in to have the stress test, Dr. Utlick, he wasn't like even a minute in it. He says, stop. He said, I bet my house we have a problem. And so then they went in and they did the heart cath and they saw he had a blockage. And Dr. Utlick said, oh, it's going to be a really easy surgery. It's going to be like a half an hour to an hour and he'll be out and he'll be all right. So I sat there for 3 hours and I'm sobbing. You know, because I'm thinking he's probably dying and they're probably trying to revive. Because I'm in the medical field, so I imagined all of this stuff.
Well, you know that the longer, the more time that passes
something's not right. Yeah. And so they come out, both Dr. Sabi and Dr. Utlick were pushing his bed out to take him to his room. And I walk up and I'm sobbing. He goes, oh, it's all right, dear. He says, oh, God, he said. And he's Arabic, and so God is God. He said, I'm a miracle worker. Well, I was very grateful that he came out alive. But it was in the widow's maker, and when people have heart attacks and they drop dead, it's usually the widow's maker, and you have no warning.
Wow.
But Steve was given a warning, and I think because he pays attention to his body.
Right.
And he never has pain, and this was something different, and a tightness. We got to do something about this. But he didn't tell me that he had a cardiologist appointment. And that scared me. I said, what? When were you going to wait to tell me? When you died, what?
You didn't want her to worry? Is that what it was, Steve?
Oh, it scared me spitless when he told me, because I'm thinking of all these things, you know, that it could likely be. But here he sits.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's cool. So anyway, you know, I think people that come to their potential end, like you and me, you know, I had another scary experience, you know, like when I was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd never had a hemorrhoid, but I did that day. And
TMI.
I know. Well, the only reason I say it is because they can be, you know, it's like, oh my God, where's all that blood coming from? And I had just my good friend in South Bend just died.
Oh.
From that?
Oh.
From colon cancer.
Oh, I see. And it scared you.
It just said, my life is over.
Yeah.
That day, it was a profound effect. So I'm sorry for the TMI, too much information. But that very day, I went out and got a meditational tape.
Really?
Maybe called self-hypnosis tape on healing, because I was taught firmly that kind of stuff was of the devil.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? This is my life.
Yeah.
And I said, this is my journey. I can't, you know, I got to help myself now, because I'm a dead man.
Yeah.
So I did that, and that started a long journey of you know, research into meditation and, just biofeedback and, God knows what, everything. And so here I am, you know, a product of my life's journey. And
but you realize that you think that you have so much control over your life. Like, I was a runner. I, you know, tried to stay in shape and, you know, eat healthy. And yet I was still stricken with cancer. It was a rude awakening for me, because you kind of feel like you have this extra insurance or this guarantee against something happening earlier on like that. And you realize that there are no guarantees, you know, and you're just a lot more vulnerable than you realize. Yeah. So it does make you more grateful, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
You know, there's only so much you have control over. I mean, I definitely believe that, you know, you being in shape and being, you know, able to recognize the signs that something isn't right is so valuable.
Oh, I wasn't in shape.
You were running. Wasn't that?
Yeah, he was in better shape then. Yeah, you were.
Well,
he did more running. We don't do it now, but you listen to your body.
Yeah.
Since he doesn't have
pain
like I have a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
He knows nothing about that.
I don't have any pain.
Wow. Yeah, and so it was just, it was God letting you know something was wrong, because otherwise you would be dead today. Right. Because like Dr. Utlick said, nobody is given that chance to know that you're feeling something is wrong.
Right.
Because they just die. So
I don't think we can, we don't actually take any credit for being heroes.
Because oh, absolutely not.
We just, you know, you fall into something and you have no choice.
Right.
You have to go through it.
You have to.
You have to walk through it.
So
it's up to you how you're going to walk through it. You know, are you going to drag people down? Are you going to try and use this to help other people with it? You know, and if you can use any pain that you've gone through to help someone else get through it, then you, it starts turning into a gift, really.
Yeah, it's usually the bad stuff that happens to us that
transform us.
You know, puts that polish.
Mm-hmm.
The polish.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's like Don Juan, the Mexican shaman, through his books. What are they called? Oh, I can think of, you know, The Power of Silence and blah, blah, blah. Carlos Castaneda was the author. Mm-hmm. You know, he uses the phrase, polish. What are you doing here, Don Juan? He says, well, we just got to polish our connection to Source. Mm-hmm. You know, and that is so cool.
And that's a cool image.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's a song for all you heroes out there. Even more, probably more of a hero than me, for certain. I'm not a hero. I'm just having a
You're my hero, honey.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
So this is dedicated to all of us that have had trials. There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you know, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. And when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. It's a long road when you face the world alone. No one reaches out a hand for you to hold. You can find love if you search within yourself, and the emptiness you felt will disappear. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fear aside, and you know you can survive. And when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. Learn us. Dreams are hard to follow. Don't let anyone tear them away. Time you'll find a way. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. And when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
That was beautiful, Steve.
Thank you.
It's a great message.
Yeah. That's my children at school love that thing too.
Oh, yeah. Mariah Carey.
You know how long that song's been out?
I don't, actually.
That's because it's really old. I don't know, 20 years, 25 years.
Is it
years.
Really that old? Oh, my goodness.
Time. But every day, every week, my children always want to sing this song, even to this day. And to let you know how hackneyed it has become in a way, I love the song, though. It was very meaningful to us here today. But some of them will shout in protest, no! No!
Not doing it.
I want page 54, not page 16. You know, so it goes on like that. But
now, what children are you talking about?
I'm talking about my youth choir, okay. Age 4 to... grades 4 to 8.
Oh, okay, that's a great age.
So, I'm teaching grade school this year for the
you
first
are?
Time.
Yeah. Do you have a slide whistle?
What's a slide whistle?
I need extra
you need
tricks.
A slide whistle. It's the best trick in the world. When you want them to sit or stand, they love the sound of a slide whistle. Whoop, whoop. Oh, they have so much fun with it. And you never have to say anything. You just blow the whistle and they know what to do immediately. Works from preschool all the way to high school. I always have a slide whistle around my neck.
Oh, sometimes if they're real rowdy, I go over and turn out the lights, you know.
That will work too.
It works
once
in a while. I
don't think I've tried that though.
But here's the only problem. Here. Oh, there's Shadow.
There's Shadow. Ah. Shadow, do you make any sounds?
He does. He makes too many sounds.
Aw. I wonder if you'll say hi to everyone.
Say hi. Well, he will. I got to let him out.
He's got to do that first.
Yeah. Well, the only route to the back door was through the recording studio. Okay. Oh, brother.
Go potty. He's scratching to go.
Poor baby.
There's his sound. I don't know if
there we go. Now we can hear him.
There we go.
We better play a song so you can't hear him.
Right.
Here we go.
All right. You know, Jan and I just learned a song today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Off the cuff.
Here we go.
Here we go. Be ready.
You know, talking about going through trials and tough times, I said, you know, I ran across this book in one of those old war magazines published in 1948 or something, you know. It's called Accentuate the Positive. You may have heard it. Have you heard it?
I don't think so, but go ahead and play it. I might be familiar with it once I hear it.
To spread joy to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accent. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between, no, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. And that bad, Jan.
That's what happens when you do it and say, hey, come here, do this song.
You just open your mouth and it comes out.
This is to make a nice one for my kids at school.
Yeah, I think so.
To illustrate my last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Hey, where did you find that gem? That sounds like it's from a show.
It is, I think.
Is it from a show?
You know what? I didn't do any research on that, but...
It sure sounds like it is. I like that.
Okay.
Hi,
I learned that years ago at a piano bar.
Of course.
In Phoenix.
Where it's warm.
Yeah.
Unlike right now, I think I've actually seen a little snow coming down.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my. Yes, when
it'll
is
be cold
it,
again
when is
tomorrow,
it going
12?
To end?
Oh,
Have we done the Hank Williams song yet? Let's do that.
Have I told you?
This is Mary's first time. Mary didn't hear this song until today.
No, this is new to me. So
now you know how I feel.
He just jerks you up
and said, do this song.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? This is a piano bar.
Yeah,
that's what you do. You just sing around the piano and have a great time.
You know, one of my first ideas on this whole show was to have a little...
Yeah,
a little table around here. Maybe even look like a bar. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, mm-hmm. It would actually and be then, very cool.
Maybe we could have my son to make us one. He's a carpenter.
Oh, would he
yeah,
do that?
He would do that. It would be nothing real fancy,
but
I think it'd be fun.
We could sit around the piano.
Because I would expose myself to a lot more potential embarrassment. Do you know this? Well, how about coming back next week? But,
anybody that knows you knows that this is how you do it.
Yeah,
come on, let's do this song. And he can almost know, like, he knows where our voices are, so he knows what's going to sound good.
I
love that about him. Yeah, he knows our voices are going to blend.
Yeah.
Well, I have never sung with you before.
This is so much fun.
In radio, this is our first. Yeah.
Singing together. And we're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. What are we doing for time?
Well, we have
47 minutes already.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I was
going to
say we have about
show?
55 minutes.
It's only 55 minutes.
Oh, so we have 8 more minutes.
My goodness, we better get cracking here. Hank Williams, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, I sure better have.
Sleep.
Aw, that's so sweet.
That's great. Fun. All right, I have to take a moment and go get a pencil from a puppy.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Did he take my pencil?
You got your pencil.
Well, you know, Steve, you asked me about originals, and I did write a song that is called Looking On. And, you know, when I was going through my cancer journey, I lost my hair, you know, and a woman's hair is, you know, really important to her. And so I was feeling a little bit like, wow, I've just lost all my beauty, and I'm looking around at all these young, beautiful people. And my husband would tell me that I was beautiful. Aww. And, you know, this is a song that kind of welled up out of that. I mean, he was just Aww. So wonderful for me during this cancer journey and always. But, you know, when you're going through a tough time, you really get to see how a person is. And he really shone. So I'd like to play a song Looking On. Now, I've done this various ways. I've done it with Benjamin Payne where we rocked it out. Yeah. But I'm not going to rock it out today.
Okay.
This is called Looking On. Boys looking at girls, looking at girls, looking at boys. Girls looking at girls, looking at boys. I'm looking on. So young, so smart, so fit, so lovely, so cute. Where has it all gone? Cute hair, cute figure, cute butt, flat belly. Now jelly, what's going on? Well, I used to be you, a blossom fragrant and new. But springtime led to summer, led to falling, seeing you. Tight shirt, long locks, belly showing, beauty flowing. Why can't I keep moving on? Long legs, long lashes, suddenly attraction crashes. And my life is just looking on. At boys, looking at girls, looking at girls, looking at boys. I see a girls looking at girls, looking at boys. I'm looking on. In this mere reflection I see monochrome me, your image in collision with this vision that is me. Dyed hair, fake lashes, long scar, beauty crashes. Why does he keep looking on? Saggy rear, no brows, can I still arouse and keep him looking on? What does he see when he's looking at me? Worn mother or his lover, undercover, can it be? His bright smile, soft eyes, kind words, hey, surprise. He knows beauty flowing within. His soft touch, a sweet breeze, he still knows how to please. Shows life ain't just looking on. At boys, looking at girls, looking at girls, looking at boys. Girls looking at girls, looking at boys, I'm looking on. At you, looking at me, looking at you, looking on. 'Cause he's looking at me, says, honey, you see, you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Oh.
Isn't that great? I just, you know.
You wrote that?
Yeah, that was a song that I wrote. You know, those things come out of all the experiences that you have.
Yes.
Just realizing that your husband still sees you beautiful even when you're bald and even when you lose your eyebrows and everything.
I know. You know, I'm going through that now. I'm losing my hair.
Losing your hair.
Yeah, and he sang a song, you know, that song with Randy Travis.
Which one is that?
I'm going to love you forever and ever. And even if all of your hair falls out, I'm going to love you anyway.
Forever.
So I'm hoping that's the case because I've started to lose mine.
It
makes me
sad.
Will you love me, honey?
What's that?
If I lose all my hair, are you going to love me?
Of course.
Okay.
Like the song says, I'm not in love with your hair. Well, I am a little bit. I love
your
hair.
A little bit, yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, I had fun with losing my hair. I would change wigs, and I had a long red wig. We had an ongoing joke with Paul that he liked redheads. you know, and I'm a brunette for the listening audience because they can't see that.
Right.
So when I lost all my hair, I said, well, what the heck? I'm going to get a long red wig. So that's
like
what
it?
I did.
Aww,
yes. I had people run up to me in the store and say, you have beautiful hair.
Aww.
And I just smiled and said, thank you. Didn't let them know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I had a short wig. You know, sometimes I just wore a baseball cap. But, you know, those things can be fun, too. They don't always have to be something bad.
Right. Well, you know what? Today, that's... If you see that, that's not uncommon. I mean, people are always doing a trend setting.
Right.
Baldness is in.
So there you go. If you lose your hair, you just set a trend.
I don't think I want to wear a wig. Look out at that snow.
It's crazy.
It's like a whiteout right now.
Spring, please.
So those of you in California, enjoy.
Do you have a spring song for us, Steve? Maybe you can
call
up some
spring song.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we'll have to sing it when we're off the air.
Oh, are we out of time?
It's been a delight, yes.
Honest to Pete, this has been so fun.
It's gone by so fast. It's been so much fun.
Yes, it's just like God meeting God. That is so cool.
We're
admonished to see Christ in one another. Mm-hmm. And I certainly see it in you ladies here.
Well, I thank you so much for inviting me to this Christ-filled home. It's been a pleasure. It really has.
Thank you, Mary. Really enjoyed it.
We can do it again soon.
I wish you the best. Mm-hmm. And
and to you.
We'll do this again soon.
Oh, yeah.
And to you, Jen. And to Shadow.
Shadow.
Be safe on the roads, huh?
Yeah. So we're saying goodnight to Mary Pusateri.
Goodnight, Mary.
Goodnight, Mary. And we're saying goodnight to Janice, our regular
co-host. Goodnight, Jan.
Goodnight, Janice.
And
goodnight, Steve.
Moi.
Yeah. Goodnight, Steve.
So thank you. God bless you all. And we'll wait to see you again soon. Goodnight.